Hey, this is Melissa Wolf, and you are listening to Power Raw Podcast.
Sam Loud from Sepsis, you're listening to Power Raw Podcast. Welcome.
Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I'd like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream. And friends, today I am pumped for this interview because I have on the line high-octane vocalist Melissa Wolf and hard rock guitarist Cam Loud from the band Sepsis. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
First of all, I truly want to thank you guys for taking your time and giving me a call. William had hit me up on Facebook with a video that you guys do called Blacklight Invasion. I listened to it and I really dug it, man. And I went back to William and I asked him if he would like to do the interview. It was like, hell yeah, let's do it. And like I said, I'm just really glad to, have you guys on the show. You guys rock. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
My pleasure. What we're going to be doing today is we're going to be talking about your latest EP called Bad Blood. Why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners where the album can be, or the EP rather, can be purchased.
Well, you can find our EP on sepsis.com. That would be the place to, pick it up.
Melissa, why don't you start and give the listeners some history about yourself and how the band got started. And Cam, you can jump in at any time, friend.
All righty.
So the floor is yours.
All right. Well, basically, Sepsis started back in 2011 when I was about 17 years old, when I first met William in Manchester. I was actually looking on Craigslist for a band, and that's kind of how we met each other. And from there, we just kind of grew. We've been through 28 plus members since we first started. So that's what took us so long.
Cam, how about you?
I am also a product of Craigslist. I joined the band the end of last winter when they first started recording the EP, and I was fortunate enough to be on it.
That's awesome. So, you said that you went through a lot of people to get to where you guys are right now. How do you feel about the chemistry of the band at this point? And do you, in your opinion, do you think you've got the niche now to what Sepsis is all about and where you want to go with the band?
Absolutely. I think we're doing way better now with this current lineup.
That's great. And now you guys are up in New Hampshire.
Yes.
What's the music scene like up there?
The scene's very hard for bands around here. Honestly, because it's not what it used to be. There's almost this kind of sense of like tribalism where it's like, there are all these groups following all these bands, and it's not the way it used to be where you go to a show and you love all the good bands. It's kind of like it's very separated now, so it makes it hard. That's why we like putting on shows. We like putting on showcases with multiple bands. We like giving bands shots that don't have the draw that we do. And don't have the fan base that we do, and we like give them a shot because that's what the music scene is about bands helping each other, and that's what we're trying to bring back.
That's a great outlook on it, because the music industry today is so hard, as you both know, and when people come together in unity and work together, it makes a hard business turn relatively enjoyable, because I talk to hundreds of artists, and a lot of times people are just freaking miserable because record labels, and it's so hard and so on and so forth. But you definitely have a great outlook on it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go ahead and talk about your latest EP, Bad Blood. The first song I want to talk about is called Fair to Say. Can you give me some history on that song?
Well, me and William write the songs together often, lyrically anyway. That song, Fair to Say, is mostly like a love and hate kind of song. It's the best way I can put it.
It's a great song, and I want to tell you, Before I play it, you know, I had listened to all your tracks, and every one of them are amazing. However, the five that we're going to play today are particularly my favorites. Not, you know, these to me are all, I love all the vocals on it, you know, I mean, and the guitar work, drums, it's just a great arrangement. It seems like it's a very well produced album, and, you know, it sounds great. So let's go ahead and let the listeners hear Fair to Say on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up. Tune. It totally Thank rocks. You. Great job.
Thank you very much.
I wish I could take credit for it.
Melissa, what do you think is one of your most memorable shows?
My most memorable show? Oh, geez. Well, you got me with that one. I guess Ohio would be probably the one I could think of at the moment. We traveled to Ohio a while back. And that was kind of like our first real trip to like see if we can do the tour thing. And we figured out it was possible. we're trying to do a bigger and better thing now.
Awesome. Cam, in your opinion, what defines a successful record?
I mean, that's a hard one because, you know, you could go by sales and stuff like that, but like then there's, you know, there's songs like the Barbie Girl song that have sold a ton of stuff and is a terrible song. So I go by it, honestly, how the music makes you feel.
Melissa, what was that defining moment in your life that made you want to become a rock and roll singer?
Well, I grew up with a musical family, actually. My father plays guitar, so I grew up with that around me. From there, I kind of wanted to start my own band as I got older, and I've always wanted to sing. So,
what's it like? I mean, you know, being a band that's female fronted, do the guys get left out or what? How does that work?
I feel that being female fronted actually helps us because, like, people that are looking for that sort of thing, they can find us easier. So, to me, it's not a big issue. I know to some people, it's like a big problem. But I don't see it that way.
It's all about you guys, you know. If people don't like you, turn the channel, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right, the next song I want to talk about off the EP Bad Blood is called Sky Is Falling. Can I get some history on that song?
The Sky Is Falling is kind of like the end of the world kind of song. You're listening from the point of view of the person that's witnessing the world ending, and she doesn't like want her lover to die or anything like that. Basically, I like to let the listener come up with their own idea for what the songs mean to them. That's like my version.
Great answer. All right, well, here it is. Sky Is Falling on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up. next question is kind of a general question, and I'll ask you both. What makes your music unique?
Ooh, that is a toughie. Well,
we don't sound like anyone else.
Not at all. we take like bits and pieces of almost every genre and kind of mash them all together into one big monster.
Yeah. Will loves a lot of like hip hop beats and stuff like that, and our keyboardist is a rapper, Mr. Goodbars. I grew up playing blues guitar, so and I don't know what Melissa first ever sang. I'm pretty sure you were into heavy stuff kind of right off the get-go, right?
I was into like a lot of hard rock and heavy metal growing up.
So and if you put that all in a blender, you get how we sound.
Like this metal band that like rides this urban dancey beat, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes total sense. Where do you pull your inspiration from?
Dang, I wish Will was here for this one because he helped write a lot of this.
Or is there any like particular artist that you know that you enjoy to listen to that you would pull inspiration off of them? I'm not saying that you want to be like them or to act like them, but you know,
like influences.
Who inspired you that made you want to do what you do?
Self, I guess I could go with like Hailstorm, Evanescence, Heart would be a good one. That's just like speaking for myself, of course.
You know, that's really cool because I spent a lot of time with Lizzie and Hailstorm.
Oh yeah,
and I spent a lot of time with Amy Evanescence, and
very cool.
They are amazing people and amazing artists. That's great. It's amazing some of the answers that you hear. You know, talking with someone.
Oh yeah.
Now, the next track I want to talk about is Black Light Invasion. Now, I know that you guys also have a video with that. So, if you would, why don't you go ahead and explain what the song's about?
Well, Black Light was actually our very first music video, believe it or not. So, we really wanted to see like how well we could get that done, and it came out incredible. It's honestly a lot better than I thought it was going to be. Blacklight for me is about like alien invasion, right? And this girl is like lost in the woods. She has no clue where she is or what's going on because she was like abducted recently. So that's what that one's about.
And here it is, Blacklight Invasion on Power Rock Podcast. Bring it up.
Under the stars.
right, again, we are back with Melissa and Cam. And, you know, like I said, and I don't want to sound like a damn robot, but another amazing track.
Thank you.
Cam, has there ever been a point in your life where you had lost the interest in playing? And if so, what did you do to rekindle your passion for it?
Yeah, man, I had some bad habits a while ago, and I lost the interest to play. I didn't want to do it anymore. I was real miserable because all I did was just kind of work, sleep, go home, work, sleep, go home, all that stuff. And, you know, I was getting clean. And, you know, one of the first things I did while I was getting clean was picked up the guitar again and friggin' started playing.
Good for you, man. Melissa, how about you?
I've never lost my interest in singing. To keep it real, I've always liked to sing. So like whether it's singing in my shower or singing in the band room or singing for anybody anywhere, I'm gonna sing. So
excellent. Next track I want to talk about is called The Swarm. How about some history on that?
The Swarm. Okay. The Swarm is about like anyone who has like ever dealt with technology problems. Basically, how the world is turning a lot more towards like technology and relying too much on that technology in general.
And here it is, The Swarm on Power Rock Podcast. Break it up. Melissa, being up front, how do you handle a mistake during a performance, a live performance, rather?
Oh, boy. Say if I happen to miss a lyric or something, basically, what I would do is I would keep pushing through it. I would sing whatever I can. If I forgot something, I'd make something up if I had to.
Cam, how about you, man?
See, I'm a guitar player, so it's easier for me because I just need to come back in on the next note, so my mistakes are a lot less noticeable than Melissa's, so she has the hardest job of us all. I mean, unless I fall on my face on stage or something like that, then I just gotta just pick myself back up as quick as I can.
Right on, man. All right, what we're gonna do is we're gonna close the show out, but one more question. Melissa, I'm gonna start with you. And then, Cam, after she's done, I'd like to hear your answer. What type of legacy or how do you want to be remembered by your friends and fans when you pass on?
I would like to be remembered as a musician, period.
Okay, Cam, how about you?
I know I'm going to be remembered as a guitarist. I mean, I would love, and I think it's a possibility that I could be remembered as the guitarist for Sepsis, one of the best female-fronted bands there's ever been, ever.
We want to be the best, period.
And I also noticed, too, that you guys are, in your area, are number one on Reverb.
Yeah, we just reached number one globally for metal.
Yeah.
Globally, yep. Yeah.
Outstanding.
It's incredible.
Congratulations on that. So what we're going to do is we're going to close it out now. I truly wish you the utmost success in all that you do. And keep up the great work. I'm honored and privileged again to have you both on the show. You know, with that being said, thank you.
Well, you're very welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot, happy man, for doing what you do, because you're the one getting bands like us out there. You're getting, you know, you're getting us new fans. So we really appreciate what you do, too.
Oh, big time.
All right. Well, there it is. An interview with Melissa Wolf and Cam Loud of Sepsis. I am Jim Adonis, your host. We are going to play one more tune. This one here is called Force You. Peace.